Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg is set today with only 17 degrees at the maximum. Pretoria up to 18. Emalahleni a cold 16. We start in Ormonde in the south of Joburg, where the ANC's National Executive Committee continues with its meeting today. Yesterday, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula told the media the party will discuss the state of the government of national unity. It is a year since the formation of the coalition government with the DA and other smaller parties after the ANC lost its majority in parliament since 1994.
We will consider a strategic discussion on the GNU. It's not about the review of the GNU, it's about the discussion of the GNU as an option we have taken. That GNU is not a melting pot. It has got its own challenges, ups and downs.
The ANC is also expected to discuss the other issue at the top of the agenda, the 30% US tariffs on South African goods and products going to America. The deadline for these negotiations between Pretoria and Washington has now been postponed until Friday. More at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on news. If you have tickets to fly this weekend, and in case you've missed the announcement, air traffic control says systems were restored late yesterday following the disruptions that affected flights at O.R. Tambo International Airport in Johannesburg and then spread across the country. The systems are managed by the Air Traffic Navigation Services, which have been working to clear the backlog of delayed departures and arrivals. Passengers have been urged to check for any updates on their flight schedules. More about this on our news blog. To Mpumalanga, where a 59-year-old man is spending the weekend in police cells after his arrest in Standerton. A search and seizure operation led to him being found in possession of more than 56,000 videos and images depicting child sexual abuse material. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says police also seized 15 licensed firearms and several digital devices.
This brings the total number of arrests made under Operation Bad Vibes to 16. The operation was led by our Serial and Electronic Crime Investigations Unit in Mpumalanga, with support from Department of Homeland Security Investigations, U.S. Embassy, the local Criminal Records Center, and designated firearm officers in Standerton.
The suspects expected to apply for bail on Monday. More about this on our news blog. In Britain, police have charged a 76-year-old man with child cruelty offences after 8 boys fell ill while at a summer camp. It happened last weekend and the case has since grabbed the attention of the British. John Rubin lives in the area of the summer camp. He's expected to appear in the Leicester Magistrates Court today, where more details about the case will be revealed. The boys between the ages of 8 and 11, as well as an adult, were rushed to hospital last weekend. And in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania, thousands of hot dogs spilled across a busy highway during peak time traffic yesterday. The truck that transported the freshly packed and still warm hot dogs was involved in a crash, and the hot dogs were spread across all lanes. It took officers hours to clear the hot dogs and the sauce. They had to throw away everything. I'm Khada de Souza net vir die hoofnuus. Die ANC trek vanoggend saam vir dag 2 van die party se nasionale uitvoerende komitee vergadering.
Bye-bye, dankie, Gerda de Souza en Lucky Duplessis. My name is Danny Painter en ek is live on 20th. Because today is finally the day. It is here. It is the Spa Women's Challenge, baby. And we are broadcasting live. The whole team is here. DJ Ankle Tap is about to take the stage. Rosanne McKenzie's on her way. Martin Best is going to be performing. There is so much to do and see. We've got dancers. We've got runners. We've got Jamali. We've got a Hyundai to be won. And it's a really nice one. I might take it home with me. The Milo team is here. Everyone is getting ready to run the most beautiful race. If you are on your way here, you should be fine. The traffic isn't that bad. But let me know. 084-084-8-084-8-0-0-9-4-2. You see now, I'm so excited I forget things. Anyway, it is not only the Spa Women's Challenge, it is also the Top 40. And this week we have lost two of our favorites. I will tell you who that is and who is replacing them. But first, here is your number 40. Jack Aran.